Hello, everyone. My name is Jim Lehrer. The title of this podcast is The Gratitude Effect. Thanks for listening. I would like to begin with a quote from James C. Coleman. It goes like this. Fish will be the last to discover water. Like fish in water, human beings are awash in a sea of gifts that, for the most part, go unrecognized and all too often unappreciated. This podcast is devoted to first, raising awareness of how much of our success in life can be traced to the countless gifts that reside outside our ordinary awareness, and two, illuminating the remarkable science-based benefits of immersing oneself in the emotion of gratefulness, and three, describing a select number of highly practical, research-supported methods for expanding one's capacity for gratitude. American author Melanie Beattie writes, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratefulness makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." Later in this podcast, I'm going to challenge you to invest 5 to 10 minutes a day in working a muscle you may have never thought of before, your gratitude muscle. So what exactly is gratitude? It has been called a virtue, a spiritual practice, an emotion, a skill, an attitude, and a motive by scholars. Sociologist George Simmel refers to gratitude as the moral memory of mankind. Cicero described gratitude as the parent of all virtues and the greatest of all virtues. In the early 2000s, I became intrigued by the research of psychologists Robert Emmons and Michael McCullough on the topic of gratitude. Since their seminal work, the research world has literally exploded with evidence-based support for the value of gratitude in people's lives. I will summarize a significant portion of these findings in this podcast. Okay, let's tackle number one, raising awareness of how much of our success in life can be traced to countless gifts that often remain unrecognized. Let's begin with this. You receive the gift of life. Through no effort of your own, you were gifted the chance to live out your life on this planet. Life, without question, is the ultimate gift that has no equal. Consider for a moment the probability that you would ever have been born. Homo sapiens has been on this planet for approximately 300,000 years. It's virtually impossible to comprehend the nearly infinite number of combinations and permutations that had to occur in 300,000 years to get to you, to your birth. What are the odds of you being born at this time to the parents who conceived you and in the part of the world that you were born into? The odds of this happening are, practically speaking, zero. But here you are. You won the lottery of life against impossible odds. You successfully made the cut of life. You are, by all calculations, a living miracle. But remember, you did nothing to make this happen. Your chance at life, plain and simple, was a gift. Think for a moment of all the trillions and trillions who never got a chance at life, whose number never came up, who never received the gift of life as you have. Consider also the odds of both of your parents being born, of their coming together to conceive you, of their parents, your grandparents, being granted the gift of life, and on and on. And that's looking at the odds of you being born from the perspective of only two generations. Now try to contemplate your odds from the perspective of 12,000 generations. The length of time sapiens has been on this planet. So three things are indisputable. One, you received the gift of life. Two, you played no role in making this happen. And three, the odds of being granted the supreme gift are nearly zero. Here's the central question. How much abiding gratitude have you felt in your life thus far for having received this incomparable gift? Surprisingly, the gift has not resulted in a compelling and deep sense of gratitude for most people. And why? Because like fish in water, the gift of life is all that we have ever known, and therefore simply taken for granted. Quote, this is not a gift. It's something I've always had, end quote. Here are just a few examples of the countless gifts that fail to elicit gratitude because they remain outside of our ordinary awareness. You're an attractive or handsome person. You were born into a loving and nourishing family. Your family has significant financial means, and all of your physical needs are completely taken care of. You're a natural athlete. Learning physical skills is like really effortless for you. You have a special aptitude for math and science. Because of where you live, you get to attend excellent schools. Your parents got you playing your favorite sport very young with outstanding instruction. You are an extremely fast, explosive runner. You have an abundance of fast twitch muscle fiber. Your older sister paved the way for you to become highly successful in life. Your body is physically very stress resistant. You virtually never get injured. Your eye-hand coordination has always been extraordinary compared to others your age. Being 6'8" as a basketball player gives you a distinct advantage. You are 205 pounds of pure muscle with virtually no training. You have a world-class singing voice and can play most any musical instrument. You have a near-genius IQ. Your artistic ability to draw and paint extraordinary pictures was evident in your early childhood. These represent but a small sample of the legion of gifts that we can potentially receive that we played no role in making happen and all too often are unrecognized and therefore incapable of eliciting pervasive feelings of gratitude. Take a moment and reflect on some of the more important gifts in your life that may have escaped your awareness, and as a consequence, you felt little or no gratitude. I now want to address the second objective of this podcast, and that is to summarize the extensive science-based benefits of feeling and expressing gratitude in our lives. So let's start with this. Gratitude supports physical health. Subjects possessing a grateful disposition reported better and longer sleep, had fewer insomnia problems, and reported less fatigue. They were also more likely to engage in healthy activities and were more inclined to seek help for medical issues. those possessing a grateful disposition had fewer health complaints, had a lower risk of eating disorders, experienced fewer headaches, and had fewer respiratory infections, suggesting that gratefulness may play a supportive role in immune health. Of particular interest to many researchers was the finding that those possessing the disposition of gratefulness showed lower levels of cellular inflammation and improved blood vessel function, leading to a lower risk for cardiac disease. Another one, gratitude supports psychological health. Gratitude promotes the liberation of toxic emotions associated with feelings like envy, anger, fear, and jealousy. Dispositional gratitude also lowers the risk of both suicide and depression and is associated with a reduction in anxiety disorders. Gratitude also promotes a positive versus negative mindset about life, is associated with increased self-esteem, strengthens positive recall, and stimulates healthy emotional awareness. Gratitude has been associated with lower levels of antisocial behavior, a lower incidence of alcohol and drug abuse, phobias, and post-traumatic stress disorders. Of surprise to researchers, gratitude was also linked to a lower probability of burnout. Another, gratitude improves happiness and well-being. Gratitude activates the flow of positive emotions via the hypothalamus and the amygdala through the release of hormones such as serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and norepinephrine. The consistent release of such feel-good neurotransmitters shifts one's perception of the world from negative to positive over time, thereby increasing one's sense of happiness and well-being. Gratitude also leads to more sustainable feelings of happiness because it is not based on a form of immediate gratification. Another, gratitude enhances pro-social behavior. Gratitude promotes altruism, increasing the frequency of helpful behavior and nourishes strong, healthy relationships. Couples who repeatedly expressed their thankfulness for each other experienced longer-lasting, happier relationships, and individuals who report experiencing feelings of genuine gratitude engage more frequently in pro-social behaviors. Bottom line, gratitude aids in the construction of healthy relationships. Another, gratitude strengthens stress management skills. Gratitude activates the parasympathetic arm of the autonomic nervous system, resulting in lower blood pressure readings and increases in vagal tone. Gratitude is also associated with reduced levels of stress hormones, like cortisol. Those who regularly practice gratitude exercises experience lower levels of anxiety compared to those not performing the exercises. Researchers found that dispositional gratitude helped minimize distress also among caregivers. Gratitude exercises also help decrease undergraduate stress in a variety of areas. Another, gratitude boosts resilience. Those who practice gratitude journaling displayed greater emotional strength in crisis and were more motivated to bounce back from adversity. Practicing gratitude helps people to focus on what they have as opposed to what could be lost. It helps people move towards a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. In his book, The Upward Spiral, UCLA neuroscientist Dr. Alex Korb contends that there is a gratitude circuit in your brain that's badly in need of a workout. When our emotions, our internal chemistry is moving in a downward spiral, particularly following a crisis, intentionally activating the gratitude circuit can initiate neurochemical changes that can begin reversing that downward spiral into an upward one. Going from a downward to an upward spiral means moving the chemistry of despair, worry, or desperation to that of hope, confidence, and challenge. Research has confirmed that simply holding a person's hand can reduce pain and help the person resist the impulse to give up. Another, gratitude reduces narcissism, cynicism, and envy. Several studies have shown that traits like narcissism, cynicism, and envy are barriers to gratitude. Typically, a narcissist lacks the capacity to consider others' feelings and perspective, must always be right, hungers for appreciation and admiration, is highly self-centered, and expects special treatment. The practice of gratitude takes one away from the preoccupation with self to one of thankfulness for the abundance of gifts received from others. Those possessing the trait of cynicism typically display a distrust of others' motives, possess what they believe to be a superior view of the world, and have a pronounced disbelief of the sincerity of others' thoughts and feelings. Gratitude shifts one's focus away from distrust of others to an appreciation for how much others have contributed to their lives. Envy is a dispositional trait where one feels resentment of the possessions or achievement of others, where one feels unhappy that others have more than they do, where one feels resentful of the advantages of others. Practicing gratitude strikes at the very heart of this disposition by shifting one's focus to one of thankfulness for what one does have, as opposed to jealousy or resentment for what others have. Another, gratitude fosters humility. Humility is the acquired disposition to be modest and highly aware of one's shortcomings. Confidence without the disposition of humility leads to arrogance, an exaggerated sense of one's self-importance and superiority. Practicing gratitude fosters growth in humility by the repeated acknowledgement that one's success in life is inexorably linked to countless unearned gifts. In summary, taken as a whole, the benefits of feeling and expressing gratitude are both highly impressive and most encouraging. This is particularly true when considering the fact that gratitude is free for everyone. If a pill were discovered that had only a third of the benefits associated with gratitude and had no downside risks whatsoever, people would be clamoring to get a prescription, regardless of the cost. And there's another important benefit to consider that I have not covered on this podcast, and that is the benefit to the receiver of expressions of gratitude. Preliminary research suggests that just as being immersed in self-generated feelings of gratitude and gratefulness provides significant benefits to the person himself or herself, significant benefits are also accrued to the recipient of gratitude. Although much further research needs to be done, the results for the receiver side are very promising. The benefits to gratitude are clearly two-sided. The first is to the sender, to the person feeling and experiencing gratitude, and the second is to the receiver, the recipient of the gratitude gift. The research world is committed to better ascertaining both sides of the gratitude equation. I want to mention an important note. at least one refereed study supporting the listed benefit that I just went through was required for it to be included in this podcast. Inclusion did not require a double-blind or triple-blind study or multiple confirming studies. If upon further research only half of the benefits are ultimately confirmed, the impact of gratitude practices in people's lives will still be highly significant. Now I want to consider the third component of this podcast, which is to describe a select number of practical research-supported methods for expanding one's capacity for gratitude. Before describing the exercises, I think it's very useful to think of gratitude as a muscle that can be targeted for strengthening, just like any muscle. Just like building physical muscle, strengthening one's gratitude muscle requires the investment of energy beyond current levels. Energy investment spawns life and growth. Investing extraordinary energy is required to grow extraordinary biceps, and the same thing is true for growing an extraordinary muscle of gratitude. Energy investment in expanding the capacity of a bicep to resist and exert force occurs with repeated weightlifting. The exercises I'm about to describe are metaphorical weightlifting routines for expanding your gratitude muscle. Here are four things that you can do to strengthen that muscle. Number one, keep a gratitude journal and make investments every day. Write 3 to 5 things you're thankful for each day and summon the feeling of gratefulness as best you can with each one. Before beginning, without looking back over your past entries, list things you are grateful for that you have never listed before in your journal. You could list things like the new shirt you are wearing, the nourishing sunlight on your face, your loving and caring parents, or the good health of your child. Keep a daily record and post the day, time, and number of minutes spent writing. Your goal is to make this an ingrained habit that eventually pulls you to do it every day. Number two, conduct a micro meditation as often as possible during the week. Find a quiet place to focus all your attention and awareness to the feeling of gratefulness for the countless gifts that you've received in your life, both large and small. Immerse yourself in the feeling of complete gratitude as much as you can. Should your attention drift to something else, gently refocus your attention back to the dynamic of gratefulness. Your meditation can be very short, 3 to 5 minutes, or as long as you like. Following each meditation, rate the depth of your feeling and the depth of your focus during your meditation on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being great depth and great intensity of feeling. In addition, keep a record of when and how long your meditation sessions have lasted. Set a goal of 15 to 20 gratefulness meditations per month. Number three, write 1 or 2 thank you notes or emails every week expressing your gratitude to someone. As you prepare each one, immerse yourself in the feeling of gratitude as much as possible. Keep a record of how many thank you notes you send each and every month. And number four, before everyone begins eating around your dinner table, have each person mention something he or she is grateful for that happened on that day. Regularly recalling gifts that have occurred during the day, referred to as counting blessings, and hearing the gifts others have received, strengthens the gratitude muscle and over time forms a habit that potentially can deliver the extraordinary outcomes summarized on this podcast. The end goal of training your gratitude muscle is to eventually see the entirety of your life through the prism of perpetual gratefulness, to raise your moment-to-moment awareness of the nearly non-stop flow of gifts into your life. I sincerely hope you find value in this podcast. Thank you for listening. My website is jim-lehrer, that's LOEHR.com, where most of my publications and videos can be found. You can also contact me on my LinkedIn under my name. My podcasts and selected articles and videos can also be accessed on the Youth Performance Institute website and on the Evolve Leadership website, which is evolveleadership.com.